Thanks for tuning into this podcast of a recent appearance by Gloria Steinem at Benaroya Hall. In the introduction, Hedgebrook Executive Director Amy Wheeler welcomed Seattle artist Hollis Wong Ware to open the event with a spoken word performance accompanied by cellist Rebecca Chung Felice.
You may know of Hollis through her work with Macklemore and Ryan Lewis and her own band, Flavor Blue. She's also an alumna of Hedgebrook's new program for female songwriters. And tonight she's performing one of her pieces accompanied by Rebecca Chung Felice. Please join me in welcoming Hollis and Rebecca.
How's everybody feeling tonight? This is a lively crew of people. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you so much for Hedgebrook for having me out. Just gonna start it off.
You see, we uplift, we uprock, we're taking over stages. We write strong, we sing loud, breaking down our cages. We're not treaties or inventions. We exist with the intention to lay tracks down to redemption. Now that I got your attention, we sing cause we must. We fly cause we bust. It took us a little while, but in ourselves we trust. Oppressor and oppressed struggled nested in our chest, breaking eggshells. You know canaries doing it best. We just expressing the complexity of our composition, planning sedition, using words as our ammunition. If you can't be free, be a mystery. Don't fade into obscurity, shed light. The question is the frequency. We rise high, often peeking on the tracks, making motions, bridging oceans with the smalls of our backs. Yeah, your monochrome culture coming under attack. Your monochrome culture coming under attack. My wings are the youth that are speaking in poetry. Their words fly into microphones aerodynamically. Charting this trajectory is ridiculous, calculus, metallic fluidity, never pausing to rust. All my brown and yellow women that speak what we see in the movers and the makers in our town by the sea. Us who create with our hips and our hands, we're not asking politely. Yeah, we making demands, so where your wings at? I can tell you, my mom was not stoked when I told her that I had decided to become a rapper. She had nightmares of gold fronts, bad tattoos, and thugged out fantasies. And my mom knew for all of my theory and all of my poetry that I had never really struggled like she did. She, born into poverty in the back alleys of Kowloon, saved enough from sweatshop labor to hop a plane to the promised land at age 19. My mom worked back-to-back fast food shifts for years, and at my age, became the overnight manager at Denny's, the one we drive by now on our way back home from San Francisco. My mom now cruises the Golden Gate the way she always knew she deserved. Makes noise. And I, with all of my anti-racist, anti-oppression, progressive-ass politics, sharpened like spears from private high school education and the fierce elitism within, I can say conservatively, she was not feeling my rhetoric. But hey, that's America, where an impoverished Hong Kong girl can find her way, build a life from scraps and phrases, establish herself in the suburbs, vote Republican, drive an SUV, and then give birth to a number one daughter who becomes an artist activist who holds hip-hop as the most high. That's America. Where seeming opposites beget each other, propel each other, a symphony of voice that at its sweetest holds profound harmony, sometimes cacophony, but that's democracy, that swell of sound. My mom has come around, seen the vibrancy of unfettered voice, how poetry can mobilize and create change, and even with all of my institutional skepticism, my mother reminds me to celebrate the richness of what's here. On this land I am inextricably a part of, within this fabric I was born woven through. The spectrum of possibility, a belief in dignity that is inherent to the core. Even if this country was built split level, there is solid ground here, and there is work to do. We got work to do. We wake to a landscape still unjust, where so many linger at the margins, unheard and unrepresented, in a land so numb to the visceral tension experienced by so many new Americans. But every immigrant is an artist. Every immigrant creates a reality from scratch, patchworks a livelihood, watercolors a future, welds and sands and chisels a place for themselves in this limestone country, its sediment fresh and ready. It is us gathering to speak our truths, live our lives vibrantly, honor the narratives that have led us to this point, reach for those in the blind spots of bureaucracy and politicking, reach within ourselves to see how we can best serve those who have given us so much. We may seem disparate, but we are like thousands of copper strands to form a cord, a coil that conducts, overwhelming conduit of power, woven, unbreakable helix like our shared genetics, a thousand lilts of language, music, talk, rhythm, talk about our mobility, our need to traverse. As travelers who dare to transgress, to transcend and be transformed, to see migration as beautiful, we fight for options to get places, to be places, to learn and work with respect, refusing to let documentation determine humanity and opportunity, understanding the strength that comes in our divergence amidst every single shade of difference, we come together brilliantly as one. The work that lies before us, that seemingly unmovable monolith that says nothing but that things will never change, we know better than to think we're only meant to take this life and not turn it upside the head. Up rock, up lift, up root, and undo. We've got hands, heft, and heart. Like, yeah, we got this. Our canvas to bring to life. Our land to ignite. Ourselves to set free.
Thank you, Hollis. Thank you.